let's take a look at the highlights from Friday night's high school baseball and softball on KNIA-KRLS. Hello, travel to Indianola on baseball, and it was live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider.
George Blake back in the stretch, checks on both those runners, gets a sign from Benj, and that will get away from the catcher Benj. He still can't find it. And he's coming home. The slide, and he is safe. That's a critical error. Benj never found the ball, and then he collided with the umpire trying to find it. And the Dutch will score on the wild pitch and the fielding error, E2.
See if Blake goes something high or something low here.
Trying to get younger brother home.
Oh.
And a swing and a miss, but it gets away from Benj, and the runner Kettler is going to come home. So two errors in the backstop by the catcher will allow the Dutch to score two runs. There's a ball crushed to center field. It's carrying well. That ball is deep.
Oh my God.
And that ball is gone. Carlson from the stretch gets a sign from Schirm. Here it comes. Poked out to right field. This is trouble. Kalman. That drops, and that is a fair ball. One run will score on the bloop RBI single by Bo Blake, and the Indians are right back in this one.
I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but again, they just push it out there and don't try to overswing. I've been really impressed with their approach here by Indianola.
The tying run is on. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first. He will lace one to right field. Kalman giving chase, and that'll drop for a hit and get by Kalman. One run will score. Here comes another. It's a game-tying double for Dallas Harlan, and we're all knotted up at four. There's a ball hit right up the middle and through. That's a hit. One run will score. Coach Carlin's waving the other across. Play at the plate is not in time. And sliding in is Blake. It's a two-run single, and the Indians are on top. There's a ball laced in the left center field. That'll drop for a hit, and that will definitely score. Run number nine for Indianola as Bryant Ritchie digging for two. He'll slide into second base. He is out, but did get an RBI single. Rick nods in pretty emphatically to his catcher, Benj. There's a ball hit right up the middle.
Yes.
Pass to diving to Wall, and that's into the outfield for a hit. One run will score. Here comes another. It's Kalman, a two-run single for Hayes Lautenbach, and the Dutch aren't done yet.
Way to go, Hayes.
Jablonski pokes it out to right. Good speed for Heimball out there to track it down. He makes a great play at the line to take that one away from Jablonski and end the ballgame.
Final score, Indianola 9, Pella 6. Next up is a trip to Newton as Norwalk paid a visit. Softball first on KNIAKRLS.com. KRLS 3 with Randy Van.
But that is be a hard hit ball. Max Sims giving chase. Max Sims makes the catch to keep it. Two runs in. Good job by Max Sims running to her left to make the catch over on right center field. Leaves the score 3-0. Newton coming up to bat in the bottom of the fourth. That'll be a hard hit ball past the diving Swank at third base. One run comes across. Base hit. The runner's at third now and first. So delivering on that base hit was Bernatz. One down and bases are full of Warriors. Villain their six-run lead. Harley Brewer, who started the game pitching, in the batter's box. A win for her. That's a hard hit ball. And that one is out of here. Second home run of the night. Adding some distance, and this is a grand slam. Clear of the bases. Not only did she pitch a great game, Brewer adding four RBIs to her total as well. It's a 10-0. Pitch is on the way. Nice contact. Base hits. You got a runner coming around home. So Newton scores. Nice base hit by the freshman to push a run across. And that was a good hard hit into left field. Double. Ray.
Final score, Norwalk 10, Newton 1. We shift to the baseball field as the Cardinals and Warriors met live on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3 with Mike Effner.
First pitch swinging, ground ball at the middle, past the diving shortstop Wardlow. And so, like Norwalk did in the top half of the first, a leadoff single for the Cardinals, Cade Bauer on base. There's a soft fly ball actually carrying pretty well out there, and it gets past the right fielder, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. It's going to be a double. And stopping at third base was Cade Bauer on the double by Creighton Andrews. So first pitch swinging again, Cardinals getting it done. And they could get off to a good start here if they can plate a couple with this bases loaded, nobody out situation. And there's one. It's a base on balls, ball four outside. So Winkelmann draws the walk. He gets an RBI. Cade Bauer scores, and the base is loaded now for Derek Wurmager. Pitch coming in, inside, and it hit him. So another free pass with the bases loaded as Wurmager is hit by the pitch. RBI for him. Gehring's got the sign, working out of the stretch with the bases loaded. 0-1 pitch, off speed, hit right through a drawn-in infield. It's an RBI single for Mendez. They'll stop the runner at third, and the bases will remain loaded. It's 3-0 Cardinals here in the bottom of the first. They shade Jones over to right field, especially in the outfield. But he hits one out to left here, in off the hands, hit pretty well, and it's going to be over the head of the left fielder and off the fence. It's going to be a one-out double for Ryan Jones. And he hits one pretty well to right field. It's carrying out there. It's going to be over the head of the outfielders and off the base of the fence. So it's going to be an RBI double, maybe more. Lamb headed for third. And he'll be in there standing up with an RBI triple. Ground ball right up the middle. I think it hit the umpire. They're going to call a dead ball there. So it'll be a base hit for Connor Holtorf, but no RBI. Now base is loaded. Now ball put in play, hit to center field and pretty deep, all the way back to the fence, and it's going to be short hopping the wall again. It's going to be a three-run double for Ryan Jones, and Norwalk has gone from down 3-0 to up 5-3 in the last couple of innings here. And now he chops one past the pitcher. It's going to be a tough play for Ben Scooter. Fields, fires, and gets his man. So Ben Scooter redeems himself there with the last out of the fourth inning, and nothing becomes of the two-out error. Fly ball, center field, hit pretty well, tracking it out there, and not able to run it down this time, giving it a great go. Well, it was Wycliffe out there in center, and it looks like another triple sliding in head first. With that triple is Connor Holtorf. And he does continue that night with a base hit to left field, another RBI for Jones. He's up to 4.
Final score, Norwalk 6, Newton 3. Highlights from Friday's high school baseball and softball games on KNIA Care Less and KNIACareLess.com.